welcome to the iFormRx podcast, where we'll be exploring the results of a recently published analysis in the British Medical Journal entitled Cotrimoxazole and Sudden Death in Patients Receiving Inhibitors of Renin-Angiotensin System. Here to discuss his commentary and examine the results of this study is Brett Heintz. Dr. Heintz is clinical specialist in infectious diseases at the Iowa City VA Medical Center and a faculty member at the University of Iowa College of Pharmacy. Welcome to iFormRx. Today I'd like to ask you several questions related to this study. If you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the study by Michael Frelick and colleagues regarding the potential drug-drug interaction between cotrimoxazole and ACE inhibitors or angiotensin receptor blockers to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
Really what I would say is in the study, the authors utilized a case-controlled design to evaluate whether treatment with cotrimoxazole was associated with a greater risk of sudden death compared to other antibiotics in elderly patients receiving renin-angiotensin blockers, given the added concern for drug-induced hyperkalemia. And ultimately, what the authors found is that elderly patients prescribed cotrimoxazole and RAS blockers were more likely to suddenly die, and they felt this is presumably due to additive hyperkalemia.
Of course, this study was retrospective and used a case-control design, and it can't prove causality, but certainly the findings are concerning. A drug-drug interaction that causes an increase in the risk of sudden death is something that everyone should be paying attention to, particularly given how common these two classes of drugs are used. In critically examining the study, what would you say are the key strengths and weaknesses?
Well, as far as strengths, I think a key strength actually simply is a study question, of which is very relevant given the high volume of prescriptions of RAS blockers and cotrimoxazole. Also of note, I think the drug-induced hyperkalemia caused by cotrimoxazole is often overlooked, so the fact that they're evaluating the clinical significance of this, I think, is potentially very impactful. Another obvious strength of the study was the very large sample size, allowing adequate power to evaluate what's really a relatively rare outcome in sudden death. As far as the patient population, I think they chose the right patient population, patients aged 60 years or older, which are likely more frequent users of both medications, the RAS blockers and cotrimoxazole. And patients were matched for with up to four controls, age, sex, CKD, and diabetes over the four, which are all known risk factors for hyperkalemia and sudden death, although they were not matched for antibiotic indication. And last, despite not having access to potassium values, they did previously study and found that cotrimoxazole is associated with an almost sevenfold risk of increased risk for hyperkalemia relative to amoxicillin. And this kind of really makes their findings more plausible. And so those are some of the key strengths of the study. As far as weaknesses, you already alluded to, you know, given the retrospective case control design and lack of data on potassium, serum creatinine, and dosing, a causal relationship really cannot be determined. I mean, that's the number one overwhelming weakness. Another point to note is that the study only included elderly patients with publicly funded insurance, and they did not include younger patients or patients with private insurance or no insurance, which clearly could have affected the generalizability of the study. And while the study focused on elderly patients receiving RAS blockers and recently prescribed antibiotics, what about patients receiving cotrimoxazole without a RAS blocker, and if the antibiotic has really intrinsic risk for sudden death among elderly when used alone? And this really hinders our understanding if the study really found a significant interaction between RAS blockers and cotrimoxazole. There's a number of other weaknesses that really stem from confounding variables. One significant confounding variable is confounding by indication. And as I mentioned, they matched for a number of variables. They did not match for antibiotic indication. I think this is the key limitation to the study. Cotrimoxazole has a really wide, broad range of indications for treatment of a number of infections, including really serious life-threatening infections, where amoxicillin and some of the other antibiotics like nitrofurantoin and norfloxacin are mostly limited to very mild infections. And I believe the cotrimoxazole users in the study really represented a more complicated and likely sicker cohort of patients compared to amoxicillin and could have contributed to the study findings. And additionally, there's a number of intrinsic differences between the baseline characteristics among the groups. The cases had higher severity of illness, higher rates of renal disease and heart failure, higher potassium-sparing diuretic use, and trends towards higher potassium supplementation at baseline compared to controls. And this probably just simply represents a sicker cohort of patients and likely in a group that's intrinsically at higher risk for hyperkalemia. And one thing I think is of particular interest is cases having higher use of potassium-sparing diuretics, which would include spironolactone, because the same study group found that cotrimoxazole, when combined with spironolactone, was also associated with increased risk of sudden death. And the large differences between the crude and the adjusted odds ratios really suggest the overall imbalance between the cases and controls, independent of the antibiotic exposure.
Having critically examined the study, do you believe the potential drug-drug interaction between cotrimoxazole and drugs that inhibit the RAS system are clinically important? Should we strictly avoid using these medications concurrently? For example, would a short course of cotrimoxazole for an uncomplicated UTI be okay if someone were on an ACE inhibitor or an ARB?
Absolutely. I think this is a real drug interaction. You know, despite the number of limitations I just noted, I strongly believe there's a clinically important drug-drug interaction between RAS blockers and cotrimoxazole, but the study really does not definitively prove the combination causes increased sudden death, but really it just simply shows that there's association between the two. And nonetheless, I think the interaction is real and alarming, especially when you extrapolate from the previous data that found that cotrimoxazole was associated with increased risk for hyperkalemia-related hospital admissions. For myself, as an infectious disease pharmacy specialist, cotrimoxazole was used frequently. I use it frequently, and I've seen significant elevations in both serum creatinine and potassium, which is often overlooked with use of the drug, in particular when I'm using more aggressive dosing and or among patients with the pre-existing renal disease. But I don't think that we need to strictly avoid using these two medications concurrently, being the RAS blockers with the cotrimoxazole, but rather we need to critically evaluate a risk versus benefit ratio. Cotrimoxazole is considered a drug of choice for a number of infections, for both treatment and prophylaxis, and for a number of pathogens. And the combination should not preclude the use of cotrimoxazole, especially, as you noted, when there's a short course for something like cystitis and when a lower dose is appropriate among a lower risk group of patients.
My final question is the drug interaction warning that pops up on e-prescribing and pharmacy management software systems can alert us to drug-drug interactions that are potentially harmful. Unfortunately, it is well documented that many practitioners ignore these warnings because they believe the interaction isn't critically important or they're not quite sure what to do in terms of managing the interaction. If an alert popped up on your computer system regarding this drug interaction, how would you go about managing it?
I think that's a very excellent, relevant question. And you know, the additive risk of hyperkalemia between the two drugs really should not be overlooked from both the prescribing and an order processing perspective. And I think it does require close monitoring, in particular among those patients that are high risk, like with renal impairment, extensive baseline cardiac disease, and are getting those higher doses and or longer duration or extended duration of cotrimoxazole. As I previously mentioned, the evaluation of the drug-drug interaction would really come down to an assessment of the risk versus benefit ratio, as it should for any drug-drug interaction. In cases where cotrimoxazole is considered the drug of choice, the provider should consider checking potassium and a serum creatinine values before definitively choosing the antibiotic. And if they do choose it, they really should utilize the most appropriate dosing in the shortest course as possible that would be considered effective. In other cases, I do think alternative antibiotics should be considered. For example, I feel cotrimoxazole should not be utilized among elderly patients receiving RAS blockers or spironolactone, for that matter, with pre-existing renal disease, baseline hyperkalemia, and or extensive cardiac disease, especially for the treatment of mild infections when there's other antibiotics that are considered equally effective. One case that comes to mind, of course, would be uncomplicated cystitis, where you can utilize nitrofurantoin, fosfomycin, and even beta-lactam antibiotics, assuming there's no contraindications. In either case, I do think, based on the study, close monitoring is justified. Bottom line is you still need a risk versus benefit analysis before making any decision.
Thanks, Dr. Heinz, for joining us today and discussing your commentary as well as the clinical implications of the potential drug-drug interaction between clotrimoxazole and inhibitors of the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system. It is clear from your comments that this drug-drug interaction is plausible, and there are potential patient populations where we ought to think twice about using cotrimoxazole concurrently with a RAS blocker, such as elderly patients with poor renal function and whose baseline serum potassium is near the upper limits of normal or elevated. What do you think? Is this drug-drug interaction real? Should it change our practices? What safety alerts should be in place? Leave us a comment or two. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iFormRx, signing off.